Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. I would like today's episode to serve as a reminder to you that every once in a while, it is really important for you to stop, sit, and reflect on how far you've come in any or all aspects of your life, and to sit down for a little bit longer and think to yourself, contemplate if that is actually far enough in itself, as you are, where you are right now, or if you do indeed need to keep going further. Let me elaborate. So, you might have a goal to achieve something, and you're currently rushing, working your little butt off to get to that goal. And then when you reach that goal, which I'm sure you inevitably will, you'll set a goal that's a little bit harder, a little bit further out of your reach, and you'll hustle some more, and then you'll eventually reach that goal. And that is basically how we live our lives. I feel like as a society, we really value busyness and always being productive and achieving something and being successful in whichever field or industry that might be in. Industry is probably not even the right word. It could be like family life, or it could be business, it could be spirituality, it could be anything. And if you look back on as far back in your life as you can remember, probably when you were a teenager and you really started to set like intentional goals or serious goals, and those goals would have at that time seemed really hard to achieve, and then you achieve them, and then you set new ones, and then you achieve them, and then you set new ones, or maybe you change the goal and then you achieve that one, or you take a different path and then you set new goals, and then like that's brought you to where you are today. And I think for the most part, because I know I'm this way, this is what, you know, sparked this whole episode, is me thinking, or not me thinking, me getting caught up in the comparison trap, which I used to do all the time, not as much anymore, but I'm still human and it still happens, especially if I spend too much time on social media. And because of the industry that I'm in, it is very analytics based and it's very easy to compare yourself to other people, which is not fun. But I got caught doing that, and then I must have had a conversation. I must have been comparing myself to another creator or something like that. I can't even remember who it was, but I must have been talking to someone in my like real life, like someone that's close to me, and they were saying how incredible it is that I have achieved what I've achieved, and that people in their life have followed me for so long, or their kids have, you know, started following me now, or like, you know, just when you speak to someone in person and you actually get a feel for how you've affected people in the real world, it kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I thought to myself, wow, like I'm disregarding or ignoring or just completely shutting out a whole part of my life and my past and my success because I'm basing my current value and my current worth on something that is out of my control, which is how well someone else is doing, and something that has absolutely nothing to do with me and never will have anything to do with me. And that's what got this podcast kind of up in my brain. That was a weird sentence. That's what got this podcast up in my brain. Well, there you go. But it got me thinking about my other goals and how I set them, achieve them, and then give myself like a couple of minutes to think, woo, and then I set the new goal. And that's if I even celebrate that goal in the first place, because that's the funny thing. You set a big, like, you know, you probably have lots of little mini goals that are really easy to achieve. And then you have those really big goals. And while you're in the process of achieving those big goals, you're probably already getting, like, the closer you get to achieving that goal, your eyes already set on an even bigger goal because you've seen that other people have achieved an even bigger goal. So while you've just done an amazing thing and you've just achieved this massive goal that you had been hustling or, you know, chipping away at for so long, you haven't even kind of soaked that all up because you're already focused on what's happening next. And that's like one issue, is that you're not even giving yourself credit for all the hard work you've put in. But the second issue is that, and that in turn causes, like, you're probably not thinking, well, that is actually what I was going to say next, is you're not thinking how amazing you are because you just achieved this goal. You're thinking, I'm not good enough because I haven't achieved that bigger goal, that even bigger goal yet. Like, you just completely disregard this massive thing you've done and this huge milestone you've reached because you haven't yet reached the next one. And the only reason you probably even care about that next one is because somebody else that you're comparing yourself to has achieved that. And that means that you think that you need to do that too to be like a good enough person or to be successful or whatever you're trying to be to fill that gap within you. And we all have somewhere deep inside. And so that's kind of tying in the start of the episode where I said, how far have you come and is that actually far enough? Because, sorry for my big deep breaths, this is why I stutter, because I don't think I have so far yet, but because I can't regulate my breathing when I speak. Side note. Anyway, that is why I wanted to talk about how far you've come and if that's far enough, because you might actually be perfectly happy where you are right now in your life. You might be in a job that pays the bills, that is not stressful, that allows you the free time to do things on the weekend that make you happy. You might have good friends at this place. You have might have a boss that respects you. It just might be a pleasant job, but you're, I don't know, focused on, or you're thinking maybe you should quit that job because there's a better job that you could get that pays more, that is more prestigious, that people might look at you and say, oh, wow, when you tell them what your job is as compared to now, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, you know, it's a little ego boost or whatever. And so you're tossing up between the two. You're thinking, of course it makes more sense to get that job that pays more, that's more prestigious, but not realizing that that new job might be really, really, really stressful. And even though you're earning more money, you're spending less time with your family on the weekends or your friends or your partner because you're tied up in work and you're not getting time to yourself, and you're not getting any downtime, and your boss is pushing you really hard, or maybe the people at work are really gossipy and you just don't feel comfortable there. But hey, like, you know, you did reach that goal and you earned more money and whatever. And the same thing could be if you're, I don't know, say, like, it's something that I used to struggle with, not so much anymore, and definitely not recently because of the whole coronavirus thing, but I would always see influencers go on these big trips around the world or brand trips and things like that, and I've been invited to my fair share, and I've gone on a couple, and of course they were super, super fun, but I've also turned down quite a few because it's just not something that feels worth the effort to me. And I know people would be like, oh wow, how would you turn down a free trip around the world, or not around the world but to a different country, and just a reminder that not all of us value the same things. I don't value travel in the slightest. It doesn't interest me, but I know some people, like, they thrive off it. It never has interested me. I always look forward to coming home. I'm just like the definition of a homebody. And so I get these invitations and I was like, oh, or even just, even if it wasn't an invitation, even if it's just like, oh, should I move to LA because there's so many more work opportunities. You can make so much more money. Brands pay more. You know, all the other influencers are there. You can collaborate. You can grow your channel. You can do all these things. And I was close to doing it a few times, basically before I met Reese and I really settled down and started to, like, absolutely love my life the way it was or the way it is. But I would talk to my American manager and be like, oh, I should do it. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought to myself, but I'm not a social person. I don't like going to events and socializing. I don't like always having to put myself on show and, like, kind of sell myself to other people or to brands. I don't like being away from home. I don't like being away from my friends and my family. I don't like always having to, perform is, I guess, the only word I can think of, yeah, for lack of a better word, perform. And then I was thinking to myself, oh, but you know, you could make more money and you could meet new friends over the other side of the world and travel there more often and, you know, collaborate and make cool videos with them. And it just is back and forth of, and then I guess once I got a bit older and I actually, like, sat with those options, I thought to myself, why would I ever have wanted to have done that? Like, why would I have wanted to go? I never wanted to travel. I never wanted to, like, have to be social and go to events and parties all the time. Like, that's the opposite of the kind of person I am. So yeah, I may have, like, made some more money or maybe had a bigger channel or had more people watching or something, but if what I had to give to get to that, it just wasn't worth the price. And for some people, it that kind of thing is easy and it's like, hell yeah, I would love to socialize and blah blah, but the moment you start looking what other people are doing and how they would respond in that situation, it's just such a silly thing to do because you are not them, they are not you, and you're completely different people. That's the same thing with anything. If you have a goal that you're eyeing off purely because somebody else has that goal or has achieved that, like, but why does it matter what that person's doing? Are you looking for their approval? Do you think that other people in their life, like, worship them or something, or give them more respect or value them more? I can assure you that probably isn't the case. And to be aware of the fact that Instagram is never, never, never what it looks like, and you never know what kind of life that person is living behind the glitz and the glamour. And that's even something that I taught myself as well. Not taught myself, reminded myself that I think, I don't know what I was comparing or getting down on myself about. Again, so easy to compare what you're doing to other people in my industry. So I must have been thinking, like, oh, you know, that person has more people watching or listening or something like that to their content. And then you start doubting yourself and going this spiral, like, oh, it's not good enough. And then again, I caught myself. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like, look where you are right now. Everything that you have achieved, what you've achieved in your, like, what, how old am I now? God, 28. 28 years of life is more than some people will achieve in their entire lives. And yet you're, like, sitting here bashing yourself and not actually appreciating how much you have done in such a short time for someone who is shy and an introvert and doesn't like putting themselves out there. Like, you've done pretty damn well. And I had been in that situation where I had millions of people hanging on to my every word, and, like, I was where those people were or are now. And the difference is that, and again, the thing that we never actually take into the equation is that those things are all well and good, but there is a price to pay for that. There is a price to pay for anything and everything. No matter how big or small something may be, there is always going to be an equally good and bad side to it. And that's something that none of us think about enough. Anything good also has to be a little bit bad or a lot bad. It's all relative, at least in my experience. And so you have this big following. And it's funny, I was saying to Reese as well, when I was at the top of my game, had all these people watching, because I had so many people watching, my rates were so high for, like, sponsored content, because they should have been that high because I had so many people watching. And I was basically closed off to most brands because they couldn't afford it. So it's like, you think that's what you want, and you think having all these people, it's probably different now because, you know, that was like 2013, so YouTube wasn't really established. It would probably be different now. to some degree. I think only certain brands can still work with, like, I'm talking brands like, I don't know, Pepsi or McDonald's or something can probably afford those kinds of, like, really big rates, or like old school established brands. And so you have this glitz and the glam of having that many people following you, but then you can't even make as much money as you, or you get like one job for every like three or four jobs that I'll probably get now, because my rates are lower because less people are watching, which means that I'm probably earning like the same amount that it was back then. I don't even know, I have to check, but I wouldn't at all be surprised if it was similar. And then on the other side of the thing as well is that, like, I had all these people watching and all that, like, you know, that big ego boost. Ooh, millions of people. Ooh, top of the number one beauty. Well, number one. I used to have this in my bio on Instagram. Just a not so subtle flex. Well, number one in Australia for beauty. Number one YouTube channel in Australia. I think I was like number three in Australia in all genres, or something like that, for a while, which is pretty damn cool. And so you had that flex, but then you have so many people that are so mean. So mean. So mean. And I see people that I watch now, like influencers that I follow, that have, you know, millions of people hanging on to their word, and just they get torn to shreds at every given moment. And it's exhausting for me just watching them respond to people, or other people like misinterpret what they're saying, or like waiting for them to stuff up. And I think, God, I didn't miss that. Like, sure, my situation now is very different to what it was, but I think that is actually a really, really, really beneficial thing for me and where I want to be in my life and how I want to feel. And that ties in with you guys and what I said about, is where you are good enough as it is, or do you really need to keep moving forward and expanding on your goals? I mean, you should always be trying to, you know, grow and advance and evolve, but I'm talking about constantly raising the goalpost and moving the goalpost and making it a little bit harder to reach, because where you're at in life now might actually be pretty damn good, and you might not actually need to reach this next massive milestone. Like, it actually might worsen the quality of your life. I just always want you to stop and think about where you are and what you have achieved so far, and really, really evaluate whether or not the reason you're wanting to grow or move forward in that particular direction, is it because it's something that you feel like you need to do for yourself because you want to grow and evolve as a person, which is of course very healthy. Or is it because you think that when you reach that point, you're going to feel better about yourself, you're going to be more loved, people will respect you more? Like, what is your reasoning? Because I can guarantee you, you're the only person that's watching yourself so closely. You're going to reach that goal and people aren't going to notice that you reached that goal because they're too busy trying to reach their own goals and hoping that people are going to respect them more and love them more. It's the same thing about like wearing a bikini to the beach. We think that everyone's watching us, but in reality, they're all self-conscious about themselves and they're not focusing on anything else but what everyone else is thinking. And it's just this vicious cycle and this ironic cycle of craziness. That's the same thing with, yeah, goals and that kind of thing. Something I have found useful in trying to differentiate between, am I doing this for me or for other people, is to ask myself, why? Why am I doing this, or why is doing this important to me? For example, I don't know, this podcast, I could be doing it for me because I like helping people. I like making people feel good about themselves. I like to give people any kind of practical advice that I can give them in order to improve the quality of their life, to make them happier, to make their life easier to live. If I was doing it for other people, it might be, or if I was doing it for my ego, it might be, I want to become the number one, like health and what category is this podcast in? I think it's like health and something, or spirituality or something. I want to become the number one podcast in that genre. I want to have this many thousand, 100,000 listeners per episode or per month. I want to be known as the top podcast. And so both of those values, either the ones that are for my ego or the ones that are for like my soul, have different goals attached to them. If my goal was to feed my ego and to have the number one podcast, then I'm going to continually set goals that try to get me closer to having that many listens per month, and my self-worth is going to be based on that and whether or not I've achieved that goal. If it's the other way around and I'm focusing on filling up my cup and doing what I find fulfilling in my soul, then it doesn't matter how many people are listening, as long as the people that are listening are getting something out of it. And that is a much easier goal to achieve, and it is a much more rewarding goal because it is selfless and it benefits other people, not only myself. And so that is what I try to remember with all of my platforms, whether it's my podcast or my YouTube channel or my Instagram or whatever. It's not, and it's been a hard, as I get older, the less I care about numbers, but of course you're always going to care to some degree, you're always aware of them, but years ago it was like really hard for me not to notice that because, I don't know, I guess I was just younger and things were changing, and that's the beauty of social media is that like I was at the top of my game and then I phased out and someone new came in and it was at the top of, and were at the top of their game, and then they phased out, and then a new person comes in. It's just a constant cycle. It's the same thing with like Hollywood. You're always going to have new, younger, fresher, cooler people coming in, and that's just the way it is. So on that little awkward phase where you're phasing out, you've really got to like buckle down and get your head straight so that you don't go into a mental spiral and start thinking that it's because of you personally that that's why, you know, the numbers are changing or whatever. So back, like now, I wish I could tell myself back then, like ask that person, what are your whys? Like, why are you online? Why are you uploading these videos or talking to people? Or like, what is the purpose? I wish I could have asked myself those questions back then, because I feel like they would have made quite a big impact in the way I handled that transition. Because now I can think to myself, well, why do the numbers matter when all I genuinely actually get something, some kind of physical feeling, like an emotional fulfillment from, is helping people in any which way, or connecting with people that are like-minded, that respect me and what I do and that I respect in return, or having this little tight-knit community of people who all appreciate the same things and like sharing, you know, their tips and tricks, or like sharing their experiences, or if I've, you know, because I've got greater access to things that some people might not have access to, and I can share my experiences with them, or I can try them out first and share them, or I can share my advice on things that I've experienced firsthand and share that, or I don't know, like it's just sharing in a little community is why I started my channel. It's literally the reason why I started, because I liked filming makeup videos. No, I didn't like filming makeup. I hadn't started that yet. I liked applying makeup, and then I started filming makeup videos, and then I loved that sharing feeling. I loved sharing, like having the ability to try a makeup product that you then fall in love with and being able to tell someone about it. Like, imagine if you found an amazing, I don't know, foundation, and you just have to keep that to yourself for the rest of your life. But imagine if you found an amazing foundation and you can tell 5 people about it, and then they can also love that foundation and it can transform their confidence. Now tell another 5 people. And like, that's just what I love about what I do, is that I can, if it's something, you know, air quotes, superficial, like makeup, which isn't superficial because for most of us it has a deeper meaning, or it's transformative in some way, shape or form. Like makeup, or this podcast, which is more like, you know, spiritual, I guess, or Instagram reels, which is just a bit more fun and relatable, like just touching people's lives in some way or another that is positive. There's some kind of positive impact, whether it's a little smile or like a realization or makes their confidence improve or increase, like, that's the good stuff. And that's what I want to spend my life doing. So if I stop and audit my life right now and think to myself and, you know, look back, ignore the future because it hasn't happened yet, ignore all my goals for the future, but look back and then, you know, reflect on all of my past and then where I am right this very, very, very moment, then I'm pretty damn happy, content, fulfilled. I really don't need to achieve any of those other big goals that I have because my life is awesome as it is right now. And I wish that I had that kind of realization so much earlier on in my life, because as much as I've always valued gratitude and that kind of thing, I think none of us stop and take note of how much we actually have achieved in our lives. And I'm not just talking about like financial or business wise or, you know, that kind of thing that you're probably thinking I'm talking about. It could even be like family life. You could be thinking about your child, like, why hasn't my family, why does my family look like the one on Instagram where they're always perfectly dressed and cute and smart and, I don't know, have this nice big fancy house or whatever. Like, your kids might be achieving their own goals, which are really, really, really big and important for them. Like, maybe you've come a really long way from when you were a child and when you grew up and how you were parented. Now look at the way you're parenting your kids, like, completely differently and amazing, like, better. You've improved on all of those things that your parents did wrong, and now you're an amazing parent because you've learnt from the past, or your kids are happy and thriving and healthy, and, you know, maybe they were stuck with at a, what's the word? They weren't, what's the word? That's right, milestone. They were missing a milestone, or they hadn't reached a milestone that were meant to reach, and they finally reached it, and now they're doing really, really well. Like, don't let yourself get swallowed up in the future and what is next, because you might actually miss all of the amazingness that is going on right now, or has already happened, or has already gone on. And if you're not taking stock of your achievements in the past or right now, then it's pretty safe to say you're not going to take stock of them in the future when you do inevitably reach them. If you haven't been grateful for them in the past, you're unlikely to be grateful for them in the future, because you're obviously looking for something deeper, and you probably have already achieved something that would elicit that deeper feeling that you're looking for, but because you're looking for it externally, you're going to keep on trying to validate that feeling or love or soothe that feeling, and you're never really going to. So you're always going to be searching for something, the next big thing, the next like hit. And yeah, if you actually just stopped and looked backwards and looked around you right now, you'd realize that there's a lot of things in your life. There are a lot of things in your life that could elicit that feeling and kind of that response within you, but often we're too blind to it because we're looking too far into the future, or we're looking into other people's lives and comparing ours to theirs, even though there is no comparison. And I've spoken about this before, so don't let your life just go on by without actually appreciating how far you have come, especially those of you who have been through anything traumatic in your life, whether it be your early childhood, your teens, or up until recently. And I don't mean like big, scary, traumatic things. I mean, I do mean that, but I also mean the smaller things that may not be big in comparison to other people's traumatic things, but were big to you. I actually saw a quote on Twitter. I think a fellow creator, whatever, shared it, something about if someone drowns in a bath and someone drowns in the ocean, it doesn't matter, they're both still dying the same way. Like, your trauma might be the bath, which is small in comparison to the ocean that someone else is drowning in, but you're both still drowning, and it both still feels the same, and it both still has the same effect in the end. So, like, don't forget that you have achieved what you have achieved despite what you have experienced. And that's pretty damn amazing. And that gives me a lump in my throat, even though I don't even know what you've experienced. But I know, even just from people in my life, some people have been through hell and back. And to think that they are the kind of people that they are today is mind-blowing. And I'm very lucky in my life. Not for luck, I don't like the word luck, but I'm very grateful to have not been through anything like that. I know that I am the exception, for sure. So for those of you who have been through something, and are still really, really trying to get out of that spot, or you have gotten out of that spot, just like, please do stop for a moment and look back and look around you and just give yourself a hug and give yourself a break and really soak that all in, because I'm sure there were many days where you never thought you would get to where you are now. You never thought you would get out of it. But here you are, kicking butt, being amazing, doing the best you can. So never, ever, ever lose sight of that. You're amazing. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Please do. Like, I've got some homework for you. I don't normally give homework on this podcast, but I'm going to do it today. When you're in bed, think about three things you are proud of in your life so far. And I say three things because I know you'll start at three and then you'll keep on going. And if you can only even think of one thing, that's fine. Just think of something. Three things is always, I don't know, I just like the number three. I do it every single night. I think of three things I'm grateful for. It could be the smallest thing. It doesn't have to be things like, I'm grateful for my loving relationship with my partner, which I do often say. But it could also be things like, I'm grateful for the smell that the rain made in my garden. That was a weird sentence. I'm grateful for Mia getting groomed today and feeling super fluffy and cute and smelling nice. I'm grateful for the yummy dinner we had. I'm grateful for the smile that person gave me today that made me feel nice. It's the smallest little things. So I want you to do that with your life and what you're proud of and how far you've come. And if you can do it every night, or at least whenever you think to do it, just end the day on something positive and stop the negative self-talk. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed by, oh, I've got to do this tomorrow, or the anxiety come in and say, oh, I wish you should have said this instead of saying that, or I can't believe I didn't do this. And stop. These are orders. They're orders. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I love you all very much. If you did enjoy today's podcast, please don't forget, I'm Kiwi all of a sudden, forget to leave a review and a rating if you haven't already. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye, guys.